Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Personality Types, Shiur number 14. Today, we're going to talk more about the SJ. The SJ, the Sensing Judging Type, which we started to talk about in the last Shiur. So we went through SP, and now we're going through SJ. Before we go further, based on Mary Adams Adahan's book, Appreciating People, Including Yourself, the SP and the SJ each make up, SP make up 38% of the American population, and SJ make up 38% of the American population. So there are more S's in the world, sensing, concrete, down-to-earth individuals, than there are the NTs and NFs, the intuitives, which we're going to talk about in future Shiurim. That imbalance is something important to understand, that why it's there in the world and why it is there in society and why it's there actually in our own culture in Am Yisrael as well. It seems to be like that too, even though I think Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, has more ends than the average population. So let's go to SJ again. The idea is, this is the opposite, S of SPs. SPs, they are concrete, down to earth, but they're uninhibited, they're impulsive, they're full of passion, stress, individuality, and independence. That's the P, the perceiving of the SP make them that way. While the SJs, S's, are also down to earth, but the J aspects gives them an inner drive to be lawful, to be responsible, to be self-disciplined, to be steadfast, to accept outside authority. So in this sense, SPs and SJs are opposite. SPs is independent individuality. They have a harder time accepting authority. But Js, on the opposite, they embrace it. So the SJ provides the rules and regulations and structure so that people could function effectively in their physical realm. They're good at practicing and making laws, that the traffic light laws, other laws, they're very good at that part. And in the Jewish culture, they're master of practical halacha. Practical halacha lemaisa, they're very good. So if you're emotionally healthy, J, you have a wisdom born from common sense, you're very principled, you have a firm sense of right and wrong, a strong sense of morality, and you want to affect others with those principles. SJs, when they're healthy, have a strong positive leadership ability with a lot of stamina. And they are known for their stricter interpretation of Torah law. SJs are. SPs less so. NFs less so. And we're going to talk about that in later Shiurim. So to understand a J, they have a craving for closure. P's have a craving for openness and opposite of closure. J's need and feel closure. Having them limited and defined and decided gives them a sense of security. By SPs, it stifles them. By SJs, it gives them a feeling of security, to be self-regimented, to be exacting. But in a way, they're the rock. They're the people you turn to when there's an emergency. They will survive it. They will provide it. They will be stabilizers. They'll be organizers. They're people who you can rely on. SJs are people that you could rely on when they're highly developed. They work on organizing, planning, managing events, objects, people. They're very good at that. We'll talk about the negative aspects of what could fall in, just like SPs. Well, we talked about it. Every characteristics have their negative aspects, and we'll talk about that. But these are the positive aspects. The love of healthy law, healthy order, healthy tradition, mesira, structure to satisfy their craving for closure. There are two types with the SJs. You could have the STJ. T is again thinking. So they deal with preserving institutions and things. They're more stern, they're more blunt, and more emotionally detached because they have that T in them. That's a STJ. Then you have an SFJ. They're also dutiful and responsible, but they have more sympathy for people rather than just because it's the right thing to do. So if you're an STJ with the T, this is the right thing to do. SFJ, also the right thing to do, but also caring in taking into account people's feelings. If they are extroverted, they'll look like very, they'll be more into committees and volunteer organizations and so on and so forth. SJs want to be the mother and father to others, giving them advice, providing them for the physical needs, the concrete ideas, as an S is, the concrete needs. A female SFJ will make extra food in case people show up. They're very good. They're found in professions, SJs, in businesses, catering, accounting, supervisor positions, in school systems. A lot of them are school principals. SJs are school principals. When you look at principals of schools, if you're an STJ and an SFJ, big difference between the two. They both have the SJ quality. They're orderly. They love legalities, but the F will be more friendlier. The F will be a little more flexible. This is, again, the interesting dynamic between the letters. The J creates a structure and a closure. If you're a TJ, a thinking J, then your structure and closure will be more firm, more strong than if you are an FJ, because the F is softening up the emotions a little bit. So that softens up the J aspect a little bit. You're still orderly, you're still organized, but the F-ness will soften it up a little bit. To a real NF, a SJ, SFJ could also look like a T because they have that structure. But that's an interesting concept to understand. SJs are characterized by needing to belong. They want to join social groups. They want to be part of committees. They want to be part of chesed groups. They are very, very interested in belonging and being part of the community. And they're very sensitive to the community. You know, when it's a mitzvah to vote, whatever they really feel, they'll be involved with that to organize things and to motivate people to have neighborhood groups or whatever it is. The SJs are very much into that. This is parallels a lot to six of the Enneagram, which we're going to talk about in a different set of shiurim when we discuss the Enneagram. And the issue with them is, it could be positive or negative, you could go overboard with it, is they have this relationship with laws. Their law, in a way, in a certain way, she calls it, Mary Madden, lawlust, meaning they go overboard with it. And they could. And that's the problem with a J. A J, flexibility is much more difficult than for a P, because flexibility means you have more than one way of doing things. And a J means, no, I want closure. To the J, halacha is holy. Now, halacha is holy regardless. But for a J, the uniform aspect, they're more prone to the black and white thinking of it. They know about Hefs and Meruba, they know about other coolers, but they're less likely to use them or very more exacting when using them than if you're a P. SPs are happiest when you give them free rein to express themselves. SJs feel safe when they are in control or they're restrained. In a weird sense, an SJ feels safe when they are more restrained and restricted. An SJ feels safe and secure that way, but an SP will feel stifled. They feel like they're in prison. So that is the idea. So here's an example Mary Haddon gives. My wife edits my work. We had a disagreement over one word that can be spelled two different ways. She said that there's only one right spelling. I wanted the other spelling. The dictionary said both were equally correct, but my wife said her way is the only right way. The fact that I would even think to argue with her was to her a sign that I don't trust her or that I don't respect her opinion. Only after I reassured her that this is not true did she calm down. So that's an SJ challenge. They're also decisive rather than curious. They want to stick to plans and standards and rules and what they ought to do this, they ought to do that. Tell me what to do and I'll do it. No questions asked. They're more likely to be machnia to Gadol b'Yisrael, and they'll also be, that's it, that's Torah, end of story. A P would tend to question it more. No harm in that, by the way. There's gedarim on how to go about it. We could talk about it in other shiurim. It's a negative trait to think that one has the right opinion and impose their personal opinion and habits on others as if it's Torah v'Kadosh. So that's a problem SJs have. They have a certain way of learning halacha or a mahalach they have a harder time understanding that another mahalach is equally legitimate. They need work on that. So that's the idea. So here's an example of an STJ. Again, the T adds the thinking, detached, logical aspect to it. So if you have an STJ nurse, and I ask, could I stay with my son an extra hour? She says, absolutely not. Hospital policy. The SFJ nurse would be more understanding and maybe say, you know, I'm going to try to get permission from my supervisor. Just saying, not that one can't override their nature, but that's the mahalach of normally they do that. Here's another example. My son is an SP, wanted perceiving, concrete but perceiving, outgoing, meaning open to possibilities, wanted me to buy him some fish in the aquarium. In an aquarium, he wanted me to buy a fish thing in the house. Since he was an SP, I wasn't sure he would have the SJ sticking of taking care of them once the excitement faded, but I decided to take the risk, and it turned out that he was very dedicated and trustworthy and loyal. So he has a balanced SJ side to him. So this is very important. Look at the two previous shiurim when we talked about SPs. You could give them freedom. Okay, we're not going to get into pets now, but let's say, yes, a pet. Okay, I want a pet, I want a dog, whatever it is. We're not talking halachic, hashkafic, whatever it is. I'm just talking in concept. I want a dog, the SP says, but the SP is excited about it. But are you going to take care of it? Are you going to walk it, no matter whether you're in the mood or not in the mood? It's a good way for the SP to develop that SJ side. And they keep also traditions. SJs are very ritual. They're routine-like. So they like Messiah. They like a certain mahalach of things. That's why, in a way, it's an Isayan. An SJ, I'm giving an example, an SJ woman that used to see her father conduct a Seder a certain way and then goes to her husband's family once they got married, or in her own house, where you're following some of the husbands, Minhagim, were different than her father's. For SJ, it's a harder adjustment to align. They need to understand their natures. There's nothing really wrong with that, but they need to understand why they would resist it, and they need to learn how to let go. Very often, just like SPs need to learn how to close in and get themselves more disciplined and structured, an SJ needs to sometimes learn how to let go. They're very much conservatives. They're conservers, and they're conservative. They are conservative in religion, in politics, in money, in food, and health, and everything. SPs generally would splurge, like there's no tomorrow. SJs are practical pessimists. We have to save for a harder day. It's like we'll work now. We could play later. The SP is the opposite. We'll play now. We could work later. And if you're an introvert SJ, you're also worried about expending extra energy. So introverted SJ may have a doubly concerned about saving things. You see, here's another thing very interesting. If you're an E, if you're an extrovert, it could balance the tendency of an SJ. So again, the SJs has a certain rigidity to them, right? There's certain rigidity. What could weaken that rigidity? If you are an E, an extrovert, the outgoingness could soften the SJ. If you are an F, a feeler, an emotional person, it could also, you know, weaken the SJ. But let's say if someone, as an example, is an I, an introvert, then they're an S, down to earth. Then they're a T, thinking logically, and the J. They are the most, like, strong-minded people. They can be wonderful, decent, beautiful, beautiful people, but they have the bigger nisayin of being too rigid and less emotional and more like a machine, and they need to work on that. But that's the ISTJ. So if you're ISTJ, that is the strongest SJ. That's what we're describing comes out on in them. Because the I, the introversion, strengthens the structure. The T, the logic versus emotion, that strengthens that SJ. So that's an important dynamic to understand. We are going to give another shiur on SJs. And we're going to go through this. This is very, very important. So remember, all of you that are listening, you may not be an SJ. But I'm sure as, and I'd like feedback on it, but as I'm describing SPs, SJs, I remember when I talk to people about personality types, there's like a light bulb in the head that understands, hey, now I'm recognizing patterns in myself. And if I'm not this, in other people and in understanding them better. Bracha v'atzlacha.